Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
I'm a Warriors fan all the way.
With Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher, Boy Shasky.
Take him out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Alex Cobb. No, I was going to start with Giannis Antetokounmpo. What else a pipe dream?
Not New Jersey drones?
What's up with New Jersey drones?
Have you been living under a rock?
I have. I've been playing NCAA, reading books. I've been off the internet.
Tell me you're joking.
No, I'm not New Jersey drones. No, I'm lost. I've never heard of it.
Give me a look. Are you in or out on what's going on? Are you paying attention with the drone thing?
Yeah, I think people are making way bigger of a deal out of it. There's a lot of drones right now, and people think it's like some government conspiracy or aliens.
You know what? I overheard somebody. I was at the grocery store, and I overheard, I was eavesdropping. This old couple were talking about
my favorite activity.
I was eavesdropping as I was getting orange juice and some other stuff to fruit for the house. I don't know why that's a drop. That's not a Kingsdale. No, Shasky.
So that was the drop of orange juice that you dropped.
All right, Shasky, sell 3 minute stories. We don't do Kingsdale with him, please. No, I'm kidding. They were talking about like these pelicans, right, in China, and they believe that they're drones. They're like, the Chinese have these lookalike birds and they're drones or whatnot. So I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. So, but explain to me this New Jersey drone thing. Now I'm intrigued.
Well, there's all these different like crazy theories about drones. Some say they're spy drones that are coming from China. Some say that they're UFO related. Some say that they're government related. I mean, the FBI is now telling people, apparently as of late last night, don't shoot the drones down. Do not point lasers at the aircrafts.
So where's this thing at? Where is it at?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
You got to think the Sopranos are involved somehow.
I mean, yeah, of course I'm living under a rock. Yeah, I have no idea what's going on with that.
I mean, it's probably a tech company that's like mapping out things. Like that's probably what it is.
Have you ever had a GPS in your backyard, though?
No, I live in Oakland, so that doesn't happen.
So up the Russian River one time, we're in the backyard, and a drone came flying up above, and I think someone was obviously taking pictures or whatever.
Right.
I will admit, it was very creepy. I did feel a little, not that the privacy was violated, but it was just kind of like, what? Like, I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with this.
So going back to your New Jersey drone thing.
It's just what's happening.
Well, where is it happening? Do you watch the news or was it on Twitter?
Yeah, everybody's in airplanes flying over, taking photos of it. There's all these drones up in the air.
So where'd you see that? Do you see it on the news?
Yeah, it's everywhere.
No, on the news stations?
Yeah, CNN, MSNBC.
Yeah, I don't
Fox.
Watch those. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
on
that,
Twitter.
Yeah,
it's on Facebook. It's on Instagram.
It's our sister station, KCBS.
KCBS.
Yeah, I'm so lost on this. 888-957-9570. Do we have a drone problem?
These aren't the drones you're looking for?
Do we have a drone problem? Oh, my gosh.
I'm happy with drones.
I'd rather be the drones.
Yeah, I like drones.
I can't believe you don't know anything about this.
I don't watch so...
This is very telling.
Unless it's political season, or like campaign season, I should say, because they're all political. Unless it's campaign season, I'm not checking into CNN,
so when
Fox News, KT. Like, we work crazy hours, and when I'm off, I am off. I detach myself unless it's sports related.
Okay. You don't scroll social media?
Oh, no. I told you yesterday, man. I get called a scumbag every day. There's no reason for me to scroll on social media anymore. The hell with that. Why would I go into a negative, toxic place? I'm trying to keep that out of my life.
You don't just flip through IG?
Yeah, but my people, the way I have my timeline curated, I get a lot of boxing videos, a lot of basketball videos, a lot
any
of fashion stuff.
Journalists.
I do, but I didn't see anything. They weren't posting the drones. It must not have been that big deal.
Wow.
But, you know, I don't, yeah. New Jersey drones?
You can do about.
Now I want to look this up. I have to look this up.
Look up drones and like New a Jersey million drones. Things come up.
New Jersey drones. I see New Jersey Devils. Everything we know about unidentified drones flying over New Jersey, New York. All right, this is crazy. This is Forbes magazine. Mystery drone saga. President Biden calls sightings nothing nefarious, apparently.
He's the been guy updated. I should be listening to.
He spoke publicly about alleged drones that have been spotted on the East Coast for the first time Tuesday, sharing the government's perspective that the weeks-long sightings of low-flying drone-like objects in the night skies in New Jersey and other nearby states aren't something to worry about, as some still question the government's explanation. So now we have conspiracy theories. Biden reported... He responded to a reporter's question at the White House regarding the drone, saying they're checking it all out, but that it's nothing nefarious, apparently, and poses so far no sense of danger, adding that there are a lot of drones authorized up there, and he thinks one started it, and everybody wanted to get in the deal. All right, whatever that means.
I think Santa Claus is getting next level, boys, and he's finding out these kids really are naughty or nice.
Let me ask you this, because they've posed this. We'll get into sports in
somebody says 707. The UFOs are here, man!
If Amazon started delivering things via drone, are you in or out on that?
Yeah, I'm in on it. I mean, they got our information anyway. No, I got into top 10 to our cell phones.
It is a little weird, though. When you again, I said I had it one time happen where there was a drone above the backyard, and it was just a little odd. It because you see it high in the air. And sometimes when they get low enough, you can hear the little chopper parts, spinning. It is a little odd.
I have so many other problems than to worry about if someone's having surveillance on me. Like that's the thing. Like there's you think about it, it's like my life is not important enough in the grand scheme of things.
No, I hear you, but I also think about my wife and I think about kids.
Is Michelle? Is she like undercover or something?
No,
or
I'm just saying, there's a lot of weird people in the world.
You got to get out the house, man.
There's a lot of weird people in the world.
You got to get out the house. Somebody said.
I got to get out the house. The guy who's been.
It's those 311 drones,
Somebody said that I got strippers in my algorithm. No, that's not true. That's not true. There are some cake, though. Listen, I like.
Hey. Overnight cake? He's talking about Buddy Velastro, cake boss.
Overnight cake. Boy, did the doobie start today?
Oh, man.
What
maybe.
Is going on here?
Basically.
I am in Arizona, and the drones have also been spotted here. There are no more. These are normal small drones. They're the size of a small airplane. Yeah, I had no idea about that.
We're acting like drones are a new thing. They've been around for a very long time.
I know,
what are we doing?
This is insane to me.
Odd. Would you?
I don't think this is that weird that there's drones in the sky. Yeah, I really don't.
5,000 of them?
No.
Our boy Connor, remember Connor who used to work here back in the day? He had the infamous tweet, thank you, Andre. Andre Iguodala signs a 5-year, $48 million deal with the Spurs. I love Connor. But he was like one of the first guys I knew with a drone. And he used to drone everything at our 95-70 KB events. Really cool guy. And I was like, wow, drones have been around for a long time. I had no idea. I'm worried about Dennis Schroeder and his presser. I'm worried about Giannis winning the NBA Cup. I'm looking at Michael Penix Jr. to take the job of Kirk Cousins, as Raheem Morris earlier today put out a statement. Yeah, we're still evaluating everything, which is like, ding, ding, ding. Kirk Cousins, you're done. But know. Drone talk? I had no idea drones were a thing. Okay, I had
no
idea.
You need a drone to tell me that Kirk Cousins is washed. I got eyeballs. That guy is finished. Stick a fork in him. I mean, you want to talk about forks up Arizona State? Forks in Kirk Cousins. That guy is done.
By the way, Arizona State going to get blown out in their playoff game? The winner of Texas Clemson?
I do like their coach, though.
I do like their coach. Drone
stripper drop-offs. Just a dog on the Big 12 champion like that?
Oh, man. Drone, would you say love it? I didn't hear that.
Just a dog on the Big 12 champion like that? That's a proud Power 4 conference, Bonte.
No.
Winning the Big 12 is a big deal.
Scottaboo's good. It's just a tough matchup for them. 4 seed, they get Texas possibly in the second round.
If Clemson was in that matchup, how would you feel?
I wouldn't feel good about it because the trenches, dog. The trenches, man. It's all about the trenches, especially this time of the season. So Texas got the big dogs up front. Clemson got the big dogs up front. Tennessee got the big dogs up front. How's Notre Dame going to hold up with the big dogs up front? So you know what I'm saying? Will the drones be over South Bend Friday? Who's going to have the drone at the Doobie Awards on Friday? I need a drone over Laughing
Buck. Drone cam?
Drone cam.
Did you ever get a remote control car for Christmas at any point?
Oh, yeah, I did.
How quickly did you break that thing?
I was pretty good with
really?
It.
Really? You were good with it?
I was a safety guy.
Yeah, because so. Like when you have brothers and cousins and like sisters and stuff, like you just break those things so quickly. And then and then obviously you run out of batteries and we didn't have right. a lot of money. And so, you know, it's just once the batteries were done, we were kind of done.
One pack for Christmas.
Exactly.
And that's it.
So
exactly. This is all you get.
Drone talk is taking
batteries
over.
Expensive.
Drone talk is taking over. 408. The drones are looking for a superstar for Steph.
The drones are looking for a superstar for Steph.
Anna's watching Bonte's new feed, Dervia Drone. What is he looking at on IG? 650. This is a sad admission. My quality of life has decreased since the YouTube chat went down. Oh, man, that is sad. Turn to everyone. I used to fly one for my job.
We have to bring it back. There's the QOL of the YouTubers is losing.
So, here we go. Now we're cooking with high grease.
I'm a drone expert.
Yeah, well, apparently we have one. 510. You guys don't know what you're talking about.
I don't.
Hold on, listen. Hold on. Let me finish. These drones are not the average civilian kind. So you tell me what the kind it is. You don't think it's weird that the U.S. government agencies confer to Congress that they have no idea what the drones are or where they are from? Hey, drones, how you doing? I'm just Bonte. I just talk sports for a living.
Will the government really lie to us? Come on.
Yeah, the government. I mean, like, our cell phones are not tapped in.
Everything is tapped. They're listening to everything we're doing at all times. I don't really have much to hide. The only thing that I would say is that just for children and women and stuff, a little privacy, you know, obviously. Yeah.
Morgan Freeman, remember in Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Men don't get privacy, too?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
You said just for children and women. What about men? Like, well, we want privacy, myself. Too.
I was making it very self-involved. So, yes, certain men, if they want certain privacies, I get that. And, whatever's baked into that.
Everyone deserves some privacy at some point.
You would think.
But also, when you're in public, where these drones are, people have cameras, people have videotapes.
Absolutely.
That's just life.
Street corners are tapped in.
The fact we got the Luigi video as clear as we did is, I mean, evidence to everything. You know about Luigi, right?
No, what happened with Luigi now?
Oh, God.
You know what happened with Luigi Spinotti?
Yeah, we're not talking about Mario here.
Yes. Seriously. What was Luigi and Mario?
The healthcare guy that got killed. You know about all that?
Oh, yeah, New York City.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, you're really under a rock.
No, I saw that, of course. I was like, man, that was a damn.
We should do like current events once a week with Bonte.
We should do current events.
Did you see what happened yesterday?
Because
Giannis looked incredible.
Well, no, current events because, you know, there's so much nonsense going on in the world that I just try to keep it positive and control what I control. There's a lot of wackadoodles out there, which we've all known for a number of years. So, you know what? As long as I keep my ear out of that street, which is a lot of conspiracy theories or whatnot, people stick to stuff. So, I do what I do. I do what I do. So, no, the drones. 6-5, all the drones are looking for Alex Cobb. Can a drone drop off some speed and separation to Devo, please? That's Robin Dublin.
Well, now we're actually charting where Buster Posey is. Apparently, he's in LAX.
Yeah, I know. You see what he's talking to? LAX.
Who's he talking to, Bonte?
Well, who's the Japanese pitcher that you guys are all going crazy over? Yeah, there you go.
Someone said that Farhan left his keys behind and Buster's going to go drop him off to him at Dodger Stadium.
Be a drone?
Such a great tweet.
Be a drone?
Hey, I'm saying.
see right a drone?
Now, if the Giants can find a way to land Corbin Burns, which it feels like they're the front runner. I mean, the longer this goes on, the more that I know Scott Boras is squeezing us with these mystery teams.
No doubt.
But if they can land Corbin Burns, then we have amazing ace. Yes, to pair alongside Logan Webb. You like that one? Not Amazing Grace, an amazing
not
ace.
Bad. That's not bad. Not bad.
It's
not
Wednesday.
Bad.
I'm feeling good.
I know.
Yeah, I'm feeling good, too. I'm feeling great.
Hey, if you go 1-2, Logan Webb, Corbin Burns, and you can find a way to land Roky Sasaki, now you have a three-man, like, top of the rotation. That's how you beat these elite lineups with elite pitching. You throw in Harrison, you throw in Birdsong. Now you have chips outside of those guys that you can move to go get a potential player.
Can we get any drones over Scott Boras' house? Can we just follow Scott Boras everywhere? Can we track Scott Boras via drone? Can we do that?
I mean, I want to track what Buster's doing because right now
he's at LAX.
Where's
he at
now? My church theme, like Buster's the preacher, and I'm believing. I'm in the front row, like getting the Holy Spirit from what I'm seeing from Buster.
Well,
changing how I feel about the Giants.
Well, the minute he was hired, I felt different about the Giants. The minute he was hired, because things are percolating with the Giants. Oh, 209. I like this. I like where your head's at. How do we feel about Teoscar Hernandez?
I would like it. They have a very crowded outfield currently with Yaz and Jung-Hoo Lee and...
I don't care. Somebody could get bumped.
Elliot Ramos.
No, you go like bring it.
I mean, you just said Mike Yastrzemski is going to be preventing Teoscar Hernandez.
Well, that's
right. Exactly.
You know, Bonte likes Yaz.
No, I just said he didn't have a bad year. Some of the blame going to him. He's your seventh hitter. Let's relax. But how about this? I sent this to the thread yesterday. I had no idea about this. Now, I did pick up on this. When Bellinger got traded to the New York Yankees. So I was like, man, this is going to be an interesting clubhouse. I was like, wow, yeah. You know, Bellinger and Stanton and Judge, you got all these former MVPs. I was like, no. Bellinger's wife used to date Giancarlo Stanton.
It's awkward.
Wow.
That's back when he was Mike, though, so it's different.
So it's different? Mike in South Florida?
Oh, my God.
So you don't think none of those feelings are going to just conjure up when she sees him or he sees her? It's like, hey,
I'm not optimistic.
How you doing? Long time no see.
I think it's a great move for the Yankees.
No, I think it's an awesome move, but how awkward is that going to be? Or is it going to be awkward? Are they just grown-ups in a room? We know she has a type. She's
Giancarlo
a cleat chaser,
Stanton,
right?
Is he married?
Boy, I don't know.
You know, you got cleat chasers, you got... You know, let me stop.
I don't think I've heard that.
I stole that from somebody.
Yeah, I like
anyway,
that.
Yeah, that's going on. But I do love the move for the Yankees. This is, look, they pivoted off of Juan Soto, getting Max Fried. Good pitcher if he can stay healthy.
Yeah.
Bellinger with the short porch, right? Mm-hmm. And they still have money to go make another move. So I like what the Yankees are doing. I think they'll be right back in the mix for a World Series.
The AL East is just so loaded. I'm looking at baseball as a whole, and I feel like this winter has been so much better than the last three or four combined. It's just movement all over the place. Big teams signing big stars. Lots of trades. I mean, the A's made a move. The A's
too.
And I like Severino. Severino had a good year last year.
They also got Jeffrey Springs via trade from the Tampa Bay Rays. He's a pretty good pitcher.
Yeah, pretty good.
By the way, because I know everyone's really worried about Giancarlo Stanton's love life.
Yeah.
He has been named one of New York's most eligible bachelors, saying, quote, it's nice and it allows me to focus on being the best baseball player I can be.
Nice.
It must be nice to be that big, that rich, and being in New York City.
Oh, my God. Who did that guy?
Most wonderful time of the year for him, right,
Bonte? How jealous are you of Giancarlo Stanton?
Oh, I'm happily engaged, dog. I'm not jealous at all.
If anything, Giancarlo should be jealous of Bonte's situation.
My life is great. I get to work with a Hall of Famer in sports radio with Joe Shasky. I got a Hall of Famer on the NBC Sports set.
And
NBA champion in Festus Ezeli. I got a beautiful Belarusian. I got a beautiful daughter. My life is golden, baby.
Awesome producers.
As much as I love Michelle and LJ, I would take the $350 million that Giancarlo Stanton got, and I'd find a way to buy their love.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, Joe.
Yeah, you better hope she's
there's always
right
a
now.
Price.
You better hope nobody's
better hope the drone isn't flying over right now.
And you're listening. I am not jealous of Giancarlo Stanton. Maybe his bank account. I'm with you on that one. The bank account definitely
bank
makes
account.
Me.
I mean, I would love that bank.
It's a lot of Gucci.
Playing for the Yankees. I mean, that
a lot
would
of Gucci. A lot of Gucci. A lot of Dior. A lot of Versace. A lot of Prada. A lot of all that stuff. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online to just ask for First NorCal Finance. You got the dealer. You know, I'm conspiracy theoried out because my mom's brother, my uncle, who we don't really talk, but he, for the longest time, would like put barricades on the front door because he really believed in USOs. So he'd be like, Bonte, you see that right there? That's the USO. And I'm like, dude, UFO. You got to stop. UFO. Okay. You got to stop watching Sci-Fi Channel. Like, stop, please. Like, he's considered. Like,
how would he barricade the door?
So he would lock the door. They had these wood logs.
No, it was like we were in a bunker. So the aliens are going to fly all this way and get stopped by a wooden log.
So, like, we come back home, right? And we couldn't get into the house. We're like, what the hell is going on? The locks are not working. And we're like, banging.
System, dude. And yet, this wooden log.
I swear to God. Shasky, this guy's insane. Dude, this guy's insane. He'd have metal poles in the corner, barricaded like X's. And we're like trying to get in the house, right? We're like trying to get in the house. We're like, dude, what the hell is going on? What the hell is going on? And you're like, oh, dude, I locked up the doors. You never know what's going on here. I'm like, dog. Like, seriously, ask my mom. It's a true story. He's insane. He's insane. And people know my uncle Kevin is insane. You should laugh. It's hilarious when you think about
what's going
on here? But it pissed me off when I come home at night. I'm like, dog, I can't even get in my own house. It's just got the front door barricaded because he thinks UFOs exist. So there goes your full tie into the conspiracy theories or whatnot. So anyway, drones. Do we have a drone problem with America?
Might be suggestible.
Hey, Donnie Cocker, hang tight. We're going to get you on the other side.
$50 million.
What would you want the drones to drop off to the Golden State Warriors and the 49ers if you have to wish? Would it be Super Bowl rings? Would it be Larry O'Brien trophies? What's coming up on the game brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems? I think we'll get into sports.
This is Filmo Mike. And the Doobie Awards are this Friday at Laughing Bunk Brewing in Sunnyvale from 6 to 10. I'll be there. You better be there, too. Now back to the morning roast with Bonte and Shasky. Shasky, stop with the long questions.
You know, I'm a little disappointed in Filmo and loved it. I should have stuck around Friday. He sounds too presidential, too professional.
It's ridiculous. Like he's reading off a cue card.
He was very
professional with it. I got to respect Filmo with that.
But you know what? I guess it is the Doobies, which kind of is funny in its own way. But Filmo, I need the real Filmo. Hey, man, you better be at the Doobie Awards. Exactly. You feel me? You know what I'm talking about? You know how he just laughs at me?
He needs to cut a new promo this morning. He needs to call in.
He was definitely corporate Mike.
Was he?
He was corporate Michael when he came in because he was wearing the AT&T zip up. He was in corporate mode. I appreciate it. I'm not knocking the hustle.
Corporate Mike.
Did we get him lunch at least?
Stop hating on Moody.
He stinks.
No, you stink.
You know who doesn't stink? Don and Cocker doesn't stink.
What's up, Don?
Don, have you seen any drones out there at Concord?
Are you coming to the Doobies?
No, I didn't see any drones. If they did, they'd probably be in the shape of a big joint over at Concord, though. Big Doobie. You know, earlier today, before you guys came on the radio, they were talking about Jerry Jones eating squirrels and raccoons when he was a kid. You guys catch that?
No, I didn't catch that. I think we have that sound. Yeah. And did you hear about Xavier Leggett? They hunted raccoons on Thanksgiving. And according to Xavier Leggett, Xavier Leggett's words, not mine's, he said his cousins called him, and, you know, they call raccoon, coon. Hey, we got that coon, and which is crazy to say, but it's raccoon. But he's like, yeah, we won't play this out for you, Don. They're all eating raccoons in the South.
I'm not.
In the South. We're not in the South, well, Chasky.
I've never.
All right. Hey, Chasky.
Yeah.
Hey, Chasky, what do you think about my Cal Bettors tomorrow? We're 2.5-point favorites over UNLV running Rebels. It's tonight. Did I say tonight? ESPN, 6 o'clock.
L.A. Bowl.
Go Bears.
The L.A. Bowl, right?
Chasky, you got the
Bears? Here's the problem. Like, I don't even know. Is the quarterback in a place transferring?
No, it's not the quarterback, but it's okay. We still got him.
That backup's not nice. I mean, the backup is all right. He's not bad. We saw him in the Cal game. He threw a dime and the tight end dropped it. Remember that?
Cal's had unbelievable uniforms all year. That's one thing I would say. Whoever has been choosing their uniforms, spot on.
Also, UNLV's coach left. Barry Odom, the coach of UNLV, which is very odd because Dan Mullen now is going to take the UNLV job, the former Florida coach.
Oh, yeah, the guy that got caught game day. Sleeping with a shark on a boat. You don't remember that photo?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but he's shirtless.
He seems like an oddball.
It was him shirtless on a boat with like a shark.
I wasn't really a big fan of his on college football final with Joey Galloway. But anyway, he's taking a UNLV job. Barry Odom decided to leave UNLV in Las Vegas and head to Purdue to coach the Boilermakers in the Big Ten. That's a weird move. I would rather stay at UNLV, man. You may have a better shot to win. Barry Odom going in. But I don't know who's going to win that game. The L.A. Bowl. How many people are going to be down there at SoFi Stadium? How many? Do you have the Jerry Jones and Xavier Leggett? I want you to listen to this, Shasky. This is wild. Wild. Spinotti, you go which way? Let these guys. Dude, Amara St. Brown was great on the podcast. Like, yo, that's crazy to say. Go ahead, Spinotti. Would you let me know when you have it?
All right, yeah. This is Jerry Jones via 105.3 The Fan with our boys RJ and Sean, our sister station out in Dallas.
Love those guys.
All right, Jerry, last one. I want to finish up with a final taste of that Carolina victory. Xavier Leggett, their receiver, says that he eats raccoon, and that set the food world ablaze. We talk about hunting and game with you. Have you ever had raccoon or anything similar, which would shock a lot of other non-hunters or game eaters?
I've eaten a lot of raccoon. Yes. The answer is yes. And I've eaten it hunting. I've actually had it served by my mom at the table away from hunting.
Mm.
And I have eaten raccoon. And yes, it's not uncommon at all. I'll tell you something that is one of my favorites, the squirrel. And it's wonderful, and my mother could do a great job of it. And we all had our favorite pieces, and my dad and sister, I have one sibling, a sister, and they would fight over, not fight, but my mom and I, they were just my sister and I as four siblings, my mom and I wouldn't even ask for the brain in a squirrel.
Oh, man.
And delicious. Seriously.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, like, let's start with raccoon. I grew up near McLaren Park, okay? Crocker Park, Excelsior. And I'm telling you this right now. There's not a chance in hell I'm eating a Crocker Park raccoon.
What about
the
most
disgusting?
What about a go to gay park? What about a go to gay park?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Track of them in the city. These things are huge. Hey, we used to shoot them with BB guns back in the day, which I know is not. It's not.
You shouldn't admit that.
I'm just telling you what we did back in the day. I didn't do it. My dad did it. My brother did it. Not me. I'm blaming Deli Boy.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we hit them. They were so bloody they didn't even move.
We shot them with BB guns, but I didn't do it. My dad did it. And he's rolled over in his grave crying right now, like, damn it, my son's snitching on me.
No, Pops knows. These raccoons would control the neighborhood. Now, I have a whole theory on, like, the coyotes eating the raccoons. Like, that's a whole
Were doing that in Gotengay Park.
Yeah, that's a whole separate theory.
They punked the raccoons out there in Gotengay Park.
No doubt. But I'm telling you, these things would knock over trash cans. They'd be all of that. They would walk, no fear, 9 o'clock at night, all throughout the neighborhood.
What do you mean, 9 o'clock at night? 9 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I'm just talking about at night. Like, they'd be like, oh, we're out now. Let's go. We're taking down garbage cans. Because, you know, everyone would put their garbage cans out front. This is back in the day when you had the blue box.
Right.
Not the blue recycling thing with the blue box.
Yeah, no, I know the blue box. The blue box, a little handle. But
you know what I'm talking about if you lived in Frisco.
Yeah, no doubt.
Beginning of the Sunset Scavenger Recology days. Anyway, there's not a chance in hell I'm eating one of those. Those things, they'll eat through anything.
No, they would eat through anything.
I would never eat a San Francisco raccoon.
No chance. And I wouldn't eat raccoon.
You millions of dollars
I wouldn't eat raccoon, period. Now, we're going to work on the Xavier Leggett sound about raccoons.
What's the wildest thing you have eaten?
The wildest thing I've eaten. Ooh, that's a great question.
Because I won't eat ants. I'm not, or like, insects.
I did a video with Gianna Franco, good friend Gianna Franco, KPIX. Back in the day when she was here, she was doing this food series. We ate grasshoppers.
Yeah, I'm cool off that.
Fried grasshopper. And it was sold at a taqueria on Mission Street.
Oh.
It was Mission to 60. I forget which one, but we got the video out there.
Really?
Taqueria
Cancun, maybe? Taqueria Cancun, on 16th.
It may have been Cancun. I don't. The video's out there somewhere floating around.
Yeah, I'm cool
around.
Off escargot.
But yeah, I
pass.
I ate grasshoppers. It was fried. It was actually pretty crunchy and good.
You can fry about anything.
I've eaten snail before.
Yeah, I'm good off that.
Yeah, not bad.
Escargot's delicious.
Escargot,
yeah,
baby.
I'm out.
Not bad.
It's really just garlic and butter.
Gator down in New Orleans.
Oh, we had gator in Philly.
Yeah.
I ate that. That was delicious. Remember that
gator? Oh, yeah, that gator.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
I'll eat that. But I've never done pheasant. I've never done.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of that.
Anything like that? No.
Yeah, I'm not doing all that. I'm doing it. Big Smooth. Let's get Big Smooth to Oakley real quick. We'll get to Xavier LeCast idea. Oh, we got a special guest too on the line. We'll get to him on the other side of the break. Big Smooth in Oakley.
Man, no drones out. I'm like Sasky. I'm getting BB guns taking drones out, man. Get that.
Sasky's not doing it. His brother and his dad is doing it. Hey, Big Smooth.
Sasky's not
shooting off the BB guns. His dad and his brother is.
I didn't do nothing.
Sasky throwing family under the bus. I get it. But listen, man. Two of the biggest raccoons just a couple of days ago, and I went and got my dog out the backyard in fear. These things are like middle linebackers. No way in the world I'm eating a doggone raccoon. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
man, hey, I saw a guy on social media cooking. You know, after all this guy's cooking. And he's talking about it's got gravy. It's got the bones looked weird, man. The bones looked weird. I'm like, oh, man, there is no way. I'll eat a butterfly, caterpillar. There's no way I'm eating a raccoon. Give me all the insects. I don't care what they are. And by the way, escargot tastes like shrimp to me. I'm
beyond. Yeah,
okay.
No, it's not. It's a Big Smooth. It ain't bad. It's not bad at all.
It tastes like scampi. If I had to compare it, shrimp scampi. But there's no way, man. Raccoon? Why? You don't have to, man. There's chicken. There's all kinds of meat. Why are you going for a raccoon, man? I don't get it. I'm totally with you.
What you got on the Schroeder trade? Because you are a Dubie Award nominee. Big Smooth?
Those raccoons.
He hung up. That was his walk-off right there.
Oh, man.
Exit of the year.
Exit of the year. That is an exit of the year. You have to save your Leggett. Should we play it real quick before the break? Go ahead, play before the break.
Just, 40 seconds.
Xavier Leggett with Amarase Brown and his brother. What's his brother's first name? I forget his brother's first name. But
Equiminius.
Equiminius. There you go.
Like, what's something in the food industry that you that you have a weird opinion on?
Well, y'all probably seen that video when I told them folks I eat coon. I eat raccoon.
You what?
I mean, raccoon.
I didn't see that. What do you mean raccoon? Like the raccoon?
Like a raccoon that you see in the trash can.
Where do you even eat that at? Where do you even get that?
I hunt it, I kill it, I skin them, cook them, eat them, all it.
So when was the last time you had a raccoon?
Thanksgiving.
So you went and got the Thanksgiving, you killed it.
They call me like, yeah, we got that coon. We got that coon.
Yeah. That sounds crazy.
Could you imagine coming to Thanksgiving and Bonte's like, I'm bringing the raccoon? It's like, do not bring the raccoon.
Well, I'm Shay Brown. Xavier LeCun said, my cousin called me and he said, hey, man, we got that coon. And Harbor Ross Shay Brown goes, they got that coon.
His
boy,
face.
That sounds crazy.
His face in the video is just like, what?
And then there's more.
He's from L.A., right?
Yeah. I'm going to say Brown's from L.A. with the Matter Day.
Yeah.
Xavier LeCun from Mullen, South Carolina. He was talking about eating rabbit and everything. Oh, we got to play the rest of that on the other side. We got to play the rest of that because that's crazy. That is crazy. More coming up on the Rose. Doobie Award information. Eddie Johnson is going to join us at 7:20. Talk about Dennis Schroeder. Anthony Slater at 8:30. All that coming up brought to you by Fremont Bank. Celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises.
You're listening to The Morning Roast with Monte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. You better hit those brakes, Monte.
Hey, Steve, I got you, brother. I got you. If I could just stop cutting you off on the rejoin. Doobie Awards coming up on Friday, December 20th. If you don't have the day off, man, you're slipping. You are very much slipping. The RSVP list is so damn long that we're now giving out the wrong dates for the Doobie Awards. Yeah, it's a thing. Go to 957thegame.com for more details and to RSVP. We're celebrating the year, the show, the station, and we're celebrating you, the audience, and we're giving out some damn awards for crying out loud. We have trophies. We got the red carpet. So you want to get there early, get your food and drink, get your table set up. Laughing Mug Brewing in Sunnyvale from 6 to 10 a.m. Shout out to my main man, Sam, over there at Laughing Mug Brewing. The whole crew, Mondo, they are hooking it up. I saw the menu. I'm not going to tell you, Shasky. I'll give you a little snippet. Like R.C. Davis said, lobster linguine, yum.
Yeah, I'm in on that.
Omelets, yum. Biscuits, stuffed chicken breast.
I'm in on all that.
Yeah. You're going to want to come down.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
We will not have raccoon. We will not have raccoon.
Sunnyvale raccoons are a little bit better than San Francisco ones.
They might be cleaner than San Francisco.
We can acknowledge that like raccoons in the country are very different than the raccoons that are in, you know, City Excelsior.
City living. Go to Gay Park. Filmo, California. Speaking of Filmo, as this segment is sponsored by Go to Say Silver, the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToSayLumber.com. Filmo Mike.
All right.
Filmo Mike, the voice of the Doobie Awards. Or should we, you know what? We're not going to call him Filmo Mike for now. We're going to call him Corporate Mike. Corporate Michael.
Fillmore Michael.
Fillmore Michael.
Fillmore Michael.
Yeah, make sure we emphasize the R.
Wait
in Fillmore.
Say that again. You sounded like you were in third grade. Say that again.
Fillmore Michael.
It's so good.
Shout out to Sutro Elementary School, man.
Shout out Sutro.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I was stuck in a hard place because shout out to Renell. So you got your radio thing, but then you kind of, I was thinking like, even when like E-40 did the little BET Awards, he sounded kind of corporate. So Lovin was like, man, you kind of presented. We're going to let you let loose. So he let me let loose, but I have to be kind of corporate and formal. You know, I'm trying to impress Nahegan a little bit. You feel me?
I'm not mad at that. I'm
the
not mad
low
at that.
Bar.
Trust me. You see the people we hired
on air.
Yeah, you see the people we've hired over the last 8 years, Filmo. You think he has a high bar? Look. We don't have a lot of money, so just hit the brakes, and I think I'll throw you on air.
First four questions: do you have a pulse? Will you work cheap? Can you work right now? Do you need a ride into the building?
No. It's another one. What's hitting you right now as I interview you?
Are you ready for Friday?
What's the hook?
Oh, man, I can't wait, man, for Friday, man. I need everybody. Are we doing the corporate thing? I mean, we doing the formal thing? We got to come suited and booted.
If you want to come suited and booted,
I'm wearing a tux, bro.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm coming suited and booted.
I'm going to wear Jordans, though. I don't think I'm going to wear, like, tux shoes. What do you think?
I'm thinking, I don't know, man. It might be Gucci's. It might be Dior's. It might be Off-Whites. It might be something. But nah, too many people in there. I don't want people stepping on the white Gucci, so it might be a Dior day.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, they got to make sure that you come out dressed to impress, man. You feel me? Don't get too nice because I heard the food going to be good. And I'm definitely, hey, if you eating raccoon, man, that's all I got to say, man. If you eating raccoon, you know we free, brother. We free, bro. Straight up. You don't have to eat that. We free. You ain't got to eat that, man.
We ain't running like Harriet Tubman no more, Philbo.
Nah, man, you ain't got to eat that, man. Man, come on, man. Do yourself better than, come on, man, Racco. But you know what, though? Right, they say crab is not good, too, and we love Dungeness crab out here, so I don't know. They say crab is like the roach of the sea, so I don't know.
Well, I love it. It's the spider of the sea, and I love crab. And there is a barbaric kind of look to it as you're cracking the exoskeleton of the crab, and you're using the claw to pick the other meat out of it.
But listen, isn't it make a difference whether it's a roach of the sea or the spider of the sea?
Yeah, not really.
You know what I'm saying?
But I love my crab.
Oh, man.
Hey, Philbo,
do we have a drone problem in Philbo?
A drone problem? Yeah. Man, I swear I did a deep dive on that drones. I'm like, where is it? I was like, somebody said it was from out of outer space thing. And I'm like, is it man-made? Is it from China, Russia? I don't know what's going on. I don't think we got a problem in Philbo with the drones, though. Yeah. I don't think we got problems with other things, but I don't know about the drones. They've been shooting for years.
They've been shooting for years. Hey, Philbo, when you said I'm not the king of Philbo, I will bow down to that one, brother. Yeah, you haven't seen me in Philbo in a long time. Hey, Philbo, because it's true.
Now, you know how I be.
Yeah.
Now, you know how I be, Bonte, because, like, when I go back to the hood, they be like, man, you feel all right? Yeah, bro, like, you feel me? You step down a notch when you go back to your old hood. But it's all love. I love my hood. I love going back, man.
Question of the day. Are you paying Brock Purdy $55 million for the next 3 years each year?
Damn.
That's a lot of money.
Man, I want to get him at, like, 50. But if you the going price, you may have to go with the going price. You don't want to be, like, I hate to say this. You don't want to, like, have, I don't think it's good for the locker room to be switching out QBs, especially when you got somebody everybody has vouched for, like, everybody like Brock. So sometimes you may not have the most talented quarterback, but if everybody believes, football is a sport where if everybody believes, you do what everybody want to do because they're going to fight for that.
True.
If you bring in someone else, they might not fight as hard for Sam Darnold. So...
Yeah.
We don't need no more Devondre Campbells, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, what a
He's not a Niner.
Yeah, no, he's not. I wish Xavier Leggett was a Niner, though. I'm not going to lie. Here's the full audio before we get into some sports here, because I'm sure the boss man is looking. You guys just bailed in at 6 o'clock hour.
Oh. What else you eat? That's weird.
I eat squirrel.
Squirrel? I've heard that. People eat squirrel.
Okay. I eat rabbit.
Rabbit? Now you just eat little shit. You just like extraordinary shit in the forest. Like squirrels, rabbits,
just like the little shit that runs around.
Y'all boy, come to my city and try all the stuff. I'm telling y'all gonna like it. Now.
Okay, what city is that?
Mother Sakurai.
I love Xavier Leggett. I love him.
Mother Sakurai.
I love him. Said his cousin skinned him. Hey, Xavier. Hey, cuz. We got that coon. We got that raccoon. What? Even, I must say, bro, can you isolate? I must say, proud, like, bro, that's crazy.
If I invited all of you over to the house and Michelle's like, we're cooking raccoon, you guys would be like, yeah, let's order a pizza.
Well, it depends on where the raccoon's from. Right, you know, if it's from, you know, the Excelsior.
Well, it's anywhere, Sam. It's not just the Excelsior. It's Go to Gay Park. It's Ocean Beach.
No, if it's that fresh-grown raccoon from the south, that's fresh grown.
You know what I mean?
Organic raccoon from South Carolina.
It could be at Fort Mason or Golden Gate Bridge. You're not eating raccoon.
I heard they're doing a Beyond Meat version of raccoon. Oh, so that's great. It's called Beyond Raccoon or Impossible Raccoon. So
oh
there
my
you go.
Gosh.
In Europe, how I grew up.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
Just thank the heavens Jerry didn't say what Xavier Leggett said.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That's crazy, man.
That was crazy.
Is that a mandatory question for all our guests moving forward?
What?
What is the most exotic meat you've ever eaten?
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
Oh. I mean, that's Eddie Johnson, 720.
Not to give you the origins of food, but part of how the sausage came about, right? And I'm not trying to get like, this is the truth, is that a king wanted to be able to show how powerful he was to some of the other nobles and kings and lords that he would come across. And he would want exotic meats from all the corners of his particular country that he was in control of to show how vast his power was. So I guess in this world, the Xavier Leggett world, he'd have a sausage with squirrel and raccoon and all that.
Rabbit.
I don't know how that would
impress
me.
Well, remember he was in Germany when the Panthers went out to Germany, and he was like, he was eating the sausages out there, and the lady's like, yeah, this thing got that taste, man. You need a little hot sauce on them. But in Xavier Leggett's act, you know.
I love
that guy. Wish he would have caught that pass against Philadelphia. It would have beat the Eagles, man. Oh, man. Wet-Wet is chiming in. Our boy Wet-Wet, as we just go crazy here. His grandmother, shout out to his grandma, rest in peace. Love grandma. She was great. She asked him when he was young, because she was from Mississippi. She asked him if he wanted to try the raccoon or squirrel. He was like, yeah, I'm good off of it. She was like, oh, you just a damn city boy.
Yep.
Yep.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
Hey, I think there was a...